Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 6:07 on Wednesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, later on today in the show, we're going to give you all a math equation.
Oh.
What do you get when you add Michael Bolton plus Game of Thrones? The answer is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, everyone. And it's one minute and 45 seconds long, I think. But you'll either love it or you'll hate it or you'll be confused. But
it's kind of confusing because it's, I guess it's this place that got nominated for an Emmy and lost last year. But they did a bunch of, they took like Paula Cole and she revamped the song that was the theme to Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
And made it
her own.
Well, she turned it into a theme for another song, like a pop, I think, for This Is Us. Mm. And then Michael Bolton, he took some other theme song and made it like the theme song for Game of Thrones, like changed all the words. But there's a bunch of like old TV shows that have been made into like Stranger Things got a theme song from Natasha BedingtonAnd it's like a Perfect Strangers theme song that's been changed. It's wicked confusing, but it's worth a look.
The Game of Thrones is the best one.
The Game of Thrones is the best one, for sure. It's very fun. It's the funniest part about it is they're doing like a, you know, they put the cast picture and the name up. And there are just so many that by the end they're going, and also. And really, there are too many names. And they've got all the
So is it funny or?
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's just like a little send-up.
It's funny, but he's also serious.
He sings very seriously.
It's Michael Bolton.
House Bolton.
Yeah, you can't.
House Bolton.
You can't laugh at it. You can just chuckle, but, you know.
So where did you post it?
On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
All right, thank you. So people can check that out. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. People on TV make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They like it a lot. Variety just released a big report on TV salaries, and one big takeaway is that the Big Bang Theory is making, they're all making just huge bank. They didn't rank these or anything, and it's just sort of a random collection of what everybody's making. So I'll kind of just run down it. The stars of the Big Bang Theory, the five big stars, Kaley Cuoco, Johnny Galecki, Simon Helberg, Kunal Nayar, and Jim Parsons, they each make $900,000 an episode, which works out to about $21.6 million per season each.
Damn.
That show has become incredibly expensive to produce.
Yeah, it's the biggest show on TV, though, right?
It's consistently
and they have
in the
a,
top 10,
they
even
have
the repeats.
A spinoff on it now, too.
They do. Has anybody seen that?
I don't know that it's... Is it on yet?
I see
any minute.
Sheldon, I see a million promos
it's probably
for
this fall. Yeah. September, but it's...
It looks cute. I forgot. I'm not familiar with the little boy.
The little boy is from... that show, Big Little Lies.
Oh, right.
He plays the little boy
show.
On there, yeah. Ziggy.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it work, though? It's the same sort of factor that the original show has, which is they're showing the comic book kid as a kid.
Right.
And a lot of people relate to that. I don't at all, but that's why Big Bang Theory is so huge. And when we've talked about it, people write in, you guys have to love that show.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like I almost, is it... It probably follows a thread. Like, even though Seinfeld are standalone episodes, there's a thread that goes through it and kind of the repeat
sometimes,
jokes.
Sometimes, but not all the time. They can be standalones.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have the continuous, you know, Howard's getting married and did Bernadette say hello, yes, or whatever.
Oh.
But a lot of them are standalones. The unfortunate part is when I watch them, I see the reruns. And now I've seen some of the reruns like 4 and 5 times. Like, oh, my God, did they not purchase anymore?
Right. Did they only buy these four?
Yeah.
These four episodes. So the secondary characters, Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch, they each got bumped up to $500,000 an episode, which is $12 million a season. So it's an incredibly expensive show to produce. Didn't they? They've announced the end of it, right? Isn't there one more season after this one?
I haven't heard that.
I can't remember. I know.
Anyway, I mean, that is just 100 plus million in salaries alone for that show per season. Game of Thrones, the five biggest cast members on there are Kit Harington, Emilia Clarke, Nikolai Coster-Waldau, that's Jaime Lannister, Peter Dinklage, and Lena Headey, or Headey possibly. They are only making $500,000 a piece. And since there are only seven episodes this season, that is a measly $3.5 million for the season. However, the production costs on a show like Game of Thrones are so much higher than for, like, The Big Bang Theory. I don't know how much they do beyond
Basically, just on the sets, right? Yeah. Speaking of that, they have been renewed for two more seasons.
This season and next season. That's what I had heard, and so, obviously, HBO pumps a lot more money into the actual production of Game of Thrones than CBS does. But it's a big difference. I mean, that's a highly watched show.
It says, so I'm just reading CNBC, and they're saying each episode of this season of Game of Thrones is $10 million to produce.
And it actually seems low. They look like motion pictures, you know, like full feature films, and they're almost as long as that.
Before this season, each episode was about $6 million to produce. This season, they bumped it up. I think that's why.
Is that just the production, not the salaries?
Yeah, that's not the salaries.
Jeez.
But, you know, I think there's our answer to why there's only seven episodes.
Well, they were saying we watch all the extras after all the game, which I'm sure a lot of people do, and many also don't. They were talking about how the producers said, this season you can have dragons or you can have wolves, but you can't have both.
Yeah.
It's just too, it's so expensive to produce those
wolves and those dragons.
Right.
But, like, in that, they were also referencing the zombie polar bear. They had been wanting it for a while.
And they're like, sorry, but you have a dragon this season. Yeah, you can't have a zombie polar bear. They finally got them to do a zombie polar bear. Because just that one scene, apparently, was. And it was funny, too, because they show the guy who's got sort of a semi-bear-shaped head made out of green styrofoam or whatever, and as he's wrestling with the guy in a totally green screen room.
Oh.
And the guy's got the sword up. Remember the scene where he's holding the bear off by holding the sword up at him?
Doesn't that bum you out, seeing that?
No, not at all.
Doesn't take you out of it at all,
and
huh?
It's amazing, too, because they'll show how it gets put together. Like, they show what they shot with the green. And then they start layering everything on until it becomes this you can barely see through all the swirling snow. I mean, none of that is there. It's incredible what they're doing on that show.
And one other thing, the popularity of Game of Thrones compared to, like, the next few big shows on HBO, it trumps everything on, you know, HBO. Like, the anticipation, the amount of articles just written. There's a huge article this morning, and I think it's Vanity Fair, just on Dany's beautiful white coat that she wore.
Because it was so cold up there.
It was so cold, but in terms of the sequencing of that coat and the costume design of that coat. And I'm sitting there reading this article going, the excitement over this show is so much more than every other show put together.
I know, it's crazy. There's articles every day in the life section of the USA Today, too. That's, you know, I always look because I always want to see the pictures. Like, what? It's not TV. It's HBO. So elsewhere in this report, we're talking about salaries that people are making on TV. Variety has a big story about it. ABC is giving Roseanne Barr and John Goodman $250,000 each per episode for the Roseanne revival. There'll be eight episodes of that, so that's $2 million each. The revival of Will and Grace, same thing, $250,000, but that one has 16 episodes, and there are four main people: Sean Hazer, McCormick, Deborah Messing, and Megan Mullally.
There's a trailer out for that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, people are super excited for that to come back.
I hope they can recreate.
Well, I guess they're throwing out the ending of the original series because they, I think they each wound up having a kid and they moved out and now they're, all that's gone. There are no kids and they all live back where they, I think Jack had moved in with Karen. Like there was a, so now, no, it's all going back. They've just erased the last couple episodes. So
you my guess is that they're going to be able to push the envelope a lot farther now.
Well, they were a groundbreaking show when they were on, and now it's like, ho-hum.
Right, so they'll be able to go a lot farther into lifestyle.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what they do with that one.
People's experiences, and maybe they'll even do some really some good stuff with it, too.
Sure. Well, let's hope. Ellen DeGeneres gets $50 million a year to do her talk show. That's pretty good money. Judy Shindlin, Judge Judy, $47 million a year to do her show. Matt Lauer gets $25 million for the Today Show, which is the same money that Katy Perry's going to get to do American Idol this season. Seems like his job might be a little bit harder.
Yeah. That's just so much money for her. Katy Perry's great and all, but...
I know. I'm with you. I don't... Okay. I mean, I hope that she's worth it. I hope that she can be a tough judge. She can't. Kelly Ripa gets $22 million to do Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ryan Seacrest gets about $15 million, another $12 million for his return to Idol. And that's just two of his jobs.
Right.
He's also executive producer on about 30 million shows.
Yep.
Megyn Kelly, who moved from Fox to NBC, she's getting $18 million. So she did a couple of these like Sunday night interview shows. But she's taking over.
They bombed, though.
They did bomb. They did not do well at all.
Who show bombed?
Megan's show
Megyn
bombed.
Megyn Kelly show bombed.
That article was everywhere. I couldn't believe it. And then when you read the comments underneath the article, it's all hate for her. Mm. I was reading one the other day. I'm like, wow, there's 740 negative comments about Megyn Kelly.
Well, people are mad. I mean, she was like the, not the face of Fox News, but one of the big faces on there. She had an afternoon show that I would catch all the time. Hmm. And she was, you know, singing the right song. And boy, did she set that aside. And she even pooped on cable news when she got over to NBC. I mean, it was like, at least own who you are. I mean, were you just a puppet? Are you just a puppet now? It's,
yes.
It was off-putting, to say the least. Anyway, so she's over there now. But I think she's taking, isn't she taking the third hour of the
yes.
Today Show?
Yes.
Is and it called people, Megyn Kelly Today or something?
Something along those lines, yeah. People are pretty upset about that.
Well, she's getting $18 million to do it. Mm. So congratulations. And then there were a couple other just interesting notes in the story. Robert De Niro, who I guess he's getting $775,000 per episode for an untitled Amazon drama series from David O. Russell.
Hmm.
Shameless stars Emmy Rossum and William H. Macy get $350,000 per episode. Jason Bateman and Laura Linney are doing Ozark, which I've been hearing some good things about. People are saying we got to watch
Ozark. Yeah, after Ray Donovan.
They're getting $300,000 an episode. Let's see. Dwayne Johnson, who is on Ballers.
Ballers, yeah. That's a fun show.
Yeah. Some people have said that's actually, you know, a decent show. Uh-huh. He's getting $650,000 an episode. Uh-huh. Donald Glover is on the FX series Atlanta, and he is getting $75,000 an episode. But he's getting a piece of the back end on that. So if that show continues to be loved. And then Netflix, they wanted David Letterman back and they've got him. It looks like he's going to do a 6-episode commitment. It's an in-depth interview series. And he's getting $2 million per episode. So for $12 million, they're getting for $12 million, they're getting 6 episodes out of him.
Who's this?
David Letterman.
Oh.
Coming back. So...
You haven't mentioned America's number one TV show.
NCIS?
The NFL.
Oh, no, I haven't. We all know they're making bank over there. But by them, I mean the owners and the networks.
And Tommy.
And Tommy's making good money. I guess Twitter and, social media in general is going crazy over a standalone Joker origin story?
Yeah, I read about that yesterday.
Is it a slap in the face that they're not going to use Jared Leto? It's the same production company. It's the same house.
Well, so Jared Leto, I don't know if you remember, you reported this, but Jared Leto was really unhappy with that film he was in.
Suicide Squad.
And he, you know, a lot of
so
his lines.
So he doesn't want to do it.
A lot of his lines were cut. So he badmouthed the film.
Oh.
Publicly.
They can't have that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sort of burned the bridge. I mean, the movie did incredibly well at the box office. He just wasn't happy with it.
Warner Brothers and DC have a new Joker movie in the works, and it will not star Jared Leto, apparently. DC wants to make smaller movies that stand apart from the big interconnected universe that includes Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Justice League.
Wonder why the confusion, though. Thanks. They continue to...
I know.
You know that Alien? I told you I watched Alien the other day. So apparently that's a string of movies, right? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure how it all fit in. I watched the 1979 movie Alien. Well, Prometheus is the first one of that.
But it just came out a couple of years ago.
So
first
like,
part of the story.
Wait, what? And then the new one, Alien Covenant, the one that's out now that you could rent on your DVD, that one's second to Prometheus.
Yes, that's right.
These are
it's three prequels.
But it drives you crazy. And then if you look it up, they even have books and mini, I want to say they're listed as TV shows or online TV shows that are also wedged in between
part
some
of
these
lore.
Films.
Huh.
How do you...
I don't know. There are people who could clearly follow it. Maybe they just pick their ones, like they're experts on all things in the Alien universe.
Well, for the aliens, like, you know, they're showing you how they evolved to this point. How
You're
they got-
making it hard for me to love you, though. Come on!
Anyway, yeah, so there's a million things in this DC Comics world as well. This one would tell the original, the Joker's origin story. It'd be set in Gotham City in the early 80s. They're trying to get Todd Phillips to write and direct. He's the guy who did The Hangover, Old School, Starsky and Hutch, Borat.
Oh, I was reading it was also maybe going to be Martin Scorsese.
Oh.
Did you read that?
No, I don't have that here.
Okay.
But it would make sense that they'd get someone big. I just thought it was weird because this guy's such a... Those all seem like
goofball.
Comedy, yeah, goofball comedy things. And for him to...
Well, if he can write.
And maybe it's because it's the Joker. Did you find that T-Pain thing? Is that any good?
Yeah. It's
So T-Pain is known for the auto-tune. Like, I believe there was even like an app at one point where you could auto-tune your voice just with a little T-Pain app.
I think Brynn used it.
I did.
He is going to go acoustic for a mini tour in October that'll hit cities like Boston, LA, New York, and Chicago. He was inspired by a Tiny Desk concert that he did for NPR a few years ago. Him and an acoustic guitar.
Huh.
And he says, all I see on social media is how all my fans want to see this in person live with their own eyes. And so, I mean, if he's singing through a microphone, they could still put auto-tune on it. Did they?
No, they
okay.
didn't.
Okay, let's hear what T-Pain sounds like unauto-tuned. So it's just him and a keyboard player in that one.
Yeah, yep. But this is a hit.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
I never heard this.
Yeah, me
Walk
either.
Walk it out.
Talking.
All right, well, anyway, if you're in one of those cities, you might be able to check out T-Pain.
Is it coming here?
No, unfortunately. It's all, he's going to be in L.A., that's the closest.
Well, it sounds nice. He's got a good voice.
And I would like to end with, surprisingly good voice. I figured with all the auto-tune, maybe he was a crappy singer. Turns out, no.
Oh, wait. Billboard is reporting October 4th in San Francisco at the Independent.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
You going to go to that?
No. This one's for you, Vinny.
All right.
45 years ago today, in 1972, the number one hit in America was...
Oh, you're goofing on me. No. What's this going to be? What kind of goof is this going to be?
Something that Vinny likes?
Yeah.
He's so good at singing it, too. It's amazing.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
Wife, you a
big. You lame
such
brains.
A fine girl.
Number one on this day in 1972.
Hold on. This is Vinny's part.
Oh, come on, Vinny. I'm not doing it. You guys can forget it. No.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
I knew I was getting... You missed it.
Yeah, we haven't played it in a while.
I know. Well, I saw it this morning. I'm like, oh, we're playing yesterday.
Yeah, we do. Any reason to play it.
Oh, Vinny.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. You can watch this show every day. Vaughn puts it on. We've got cameras all through both studios, and he follows the whole show. You can get on there, radioalice.com/watch. There's actually a place where you can comment, join the little convo with the rest of the lookers, we call them. Go to radioalice.com/watch. And then throughout the day, he actually loops the show. And then on the weekend, it's all the shows from the week, all looped. Anytime you want a little Sarah and Vinny, we try to be here for you. RadioAlice.com/watch. The 2017 Mazda 3, named Car and Driver 10 Best, 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. So in today's Chronicle in the Bay Area section, you know Mateer, one of our colleagues down the hall. He's excellent.
I love him.
He writes a little piece that most people know for many years. Mateer and Ross are in the paper at the top of the Bay Area section, and today they're talking about the SF Marathon as it goes across the Golden Gate Bridge. We're facing a new reality now as terrorists are driving cars into people as a form of creating terror. Well, the marathon, and I'll show you a picture here in a second, as it goes across the bridge, is really only separated by cars by cones.
Right.
And it's the lane they create is filled with humans all the way across the bridge.
Right.
And it creates a question. Can they actually continue to do this with the knowledge they have of how people are creating terror? And so it's going to be interesting to see if the SF Marathon can survive this. As they look at it, there are two races that cross the Golden Gate Bridge a year, the San Francisco Marathon in July and the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in April. They use two northbound lanes of the bridge as part of their courses, and the runners are separated by traffic cones.
So they have the main barrier just moved way over, so that traffic is still able to cross the bridge, and then they've used actual traffic cones to designate the places that they're running.
Right. It doesn't look like they're using the barrier at all. In this photo that I'm looking at.
The barrier's new. I wonder if that's an older photo.
It says this is a picture from 2016.
Oh, geez.
And I think it might be because they have to push the lane so far over. Maybe the barrier was never intended to go.
Or maybe they shut down one-way traffic. Although that seems impossible to shut down 101.
So this is the thing that comes up, and I've thought about this a lot as I'm with a person that runs and loves it so very much. But communities all over America, and specifically here in the Bay Area, they shut down for these races.
Yep.
People are like, I'm just trying to get home. What is going on here? And so will they continue to run these races across the bridge? And that's the conversation they're having right now. How important is it to the community to have the Golden Gate, a symbol of San Francisco, be part of the track for the Golden Gate Marathon? To me, it seems like, well, if it's dangerous, we shouldn't do it. But that's because I'm lazy and I don't like to put too much energy into stuff.
Well, and how much is the city making off these events?
It must be a lot for them to be spending so much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. There's a reason why. It's always money.
Got to be lucrative.
One of the things they're considering is staggering the race start and making people run on the sidewalks.
I was thinking that. It isn't, get the pedestrians off of there and let them use that side. But it's way narrower than two lanes are.
this matters to you. The conversation's taking place right now, and I have a tendency to think most people who've ever been stuck in traffic of any kind feel like, don't do it. Scratch it. Find another way.
Right.
I had to go all the way around that one time.
It's a long way.
It is a long way to go around.
It's way longer
than
you think.
I mean, if there was another easy way, you might think, listen.
Sure. Take that side road.
Someone says, do you guys not live in the Bay Area? Last run this summer, they shut down all northbound lanes. I did see that on the news. I try
so they
to stay away when there's big events.
Stop the highway.
All right. I did see that
Yeah,
on the
sorry
news.
We didn't know how they configured the traffic. We're aware that the thing happens.
408.
Yeah, 408.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I guess.
For being helpful. So, college football is back, everyone. It starts this Saturday. It's
go
very
blue.
Exciting.
Go Bears. Go Blue. Go Bears.
You're sweet.
Thanks.
Go Blue. Go Bears.
Yeah, I really love Jim Harbaugh. I root for the Michigan Wolverines. But because Sarah's kid goes to Cal, and they
it's
don't.
It's nice of you. I appreciate it.
You know, we
got
to say go Bears.
Yeah. So I got to say that every time now.
Well, when he mentions college football,
okay.
Yeah.
Might as well. Thanks for the tip.
Anyway, that's very exciting. But what I really wanted to mention, that's what I really wanted to mention. College football's back, everyone.
Football,
I do.
Yeah.
But I saw this story and just thought, oh my God, is that what this has come to?
What is it?
So this guy, I don't know what sport in particular he's going to be calling, which game, but I think it's one of the football games.
Yeah.
So there's a young man named Robert Lee, who's a sportscaster. He was going to be calling a game in Virginia at the University of... It is the University of Virginia football telecast coming up in Charlottesville, Virginia. His name's Robert Lee. He's an Asian kid.
That's just his name.
Robert Lee. But because of the statue controversy of the General Lee and the fact that they want that torn down and there were protests about that that triggered...
terror.
Near riots.
Right.
I mean, one person dead, 14, I think, injured, something like that. Yeah. I mean, anyway, this guy, they've pulled him from the telecast. They've said, you know, your name's Robert Lee. It's best we be sensitive. So my question to you is it wrong?
I do think it's wrong.
It is wrong.
I feel like that's... I sort of see why they're like, oh no, his name's Robert Lee. And name yourself Robert X Lee. I don't know. X-Lee. Put in a different, call yourself Bobby Lee. I don't know. That just seems like that kid is.
Here's
it,
the ESPN.
It feels wrong.
We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name. Lee, who is Asian, is nicknamed the General.
Oh, really?
But completely unrelated to the former Civil War leader.
Right. It feels wrong. I can see why they don't want no trouble.
No one wants any trouble.
But they're going to get more trouble just for I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what I would love, what I love so much is when you have a leader who just says, no, we're not changing that. That guy's great at what he does. Yeah, the name is a coincidence, but it's not happening. He's really good. We're going to leave him on.
Right.
And everyone's going to be over
that spot.
We're all smart enough to be over it. That's got nothing to do with anything.
Right.
But I can totally... I mean, we live in this reality. You've been pulled into an office before and they're like, just go left. Yeah. Don't do that. Just don't. Just don't. You don't.
You're like, what? I didn't even know there was a left there. I just went straight.
Don't do that. Just, dude, go around it. Don't use that word. Don't say that thing. Mm. Whatever it is, it's not worth it. And you just...
Okay. Yeah,
yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. May I have
I just want to do my show, so yep. It's fine. So I understand both sides. As broadcasters, we are very aware that the public opinion can be important. I still feel like when I first heard it, I didn't know he was an Asian kid. And I thought, well, if he's got a big mustache and he wears a hat of the wrong, you know, type,
the wrong side,
it might look like trouble. But then Robert Lee is an Asian. What?
Yeah.
The two. Anyway, he's been pulled from the game, everyone.
510 says there's another announcer with the last name of Sherman who will not be on Southern Football Telecast.
Oh.
I didn't hear about that one.
I didn't hear that either. I can't comment on that. I don't know.
We've reached the height of sensitivity.
Well.
Yep.
It's a climate that's out there right now. I mean, and you've said it yourself just yesterday. You go home and you just devour all this anti-Trump comedy that's on the late night shows. You don't even watch the show. You just watch the monologue and then you bounce out.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's tense out there, I guess. Mm-hmm. This is fun. Let's do fun
story. Let's just do fun stuff, right.
Beloit College just released its annual mindset list where they figure out some of the stuff that today's college freshmen have either never known or always known.
Okay.
And for the class of 2021, who were mostly born in 99?
That's when Riley was born.
That's your boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they've got. They barely know any phones except smartphones.
Yeah, yes. Well, by the time he was old enough to get a phone, there were already iPhones.
Right.
So I guess he might have seen flip phones, because that's what we had.
But was never intimately using texting, the
three letters.
Right.
Yeah. I don't
Never had to
was,
deal with that crap.
No.
Or I remember something came through on my phone with words, and I was like, what is this?
I know. I thought it was an email.
Yeah. It was really weird to be all... I had a friend who was on it early and texted me, and I went, I don't know what that is.
How'd you make don't know how to respond to
how'd
it.
How'd you make my phone spell stuff?
Yeah.
You weirdo. They've never used a floppy disk and never have bought CDs.
Yep.
The floppy disk thing isn't...
That feels like something we barely...
I never used a floppy disk, but I did buy a lot of CDs.
Yep.
Bought and sold.
Yes.
A lot of them. They've never known a world where they couldn't order anything they needed from Amazon and get it in 2 days.
It's amazing.
Well, and your kids know the Amazon box pile, right? By the door that you haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah.
Right, Yuzi?
What?
I'll open those at some point when I need the thing I ordered.
Oh, right,
which
yeah.
might be never.
Oh, yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago. I had two boxes, and I'm like, all right. I'll get to them a week later.
I pick them up and shake. I go, what could this be?
Jesus.
I wonder what this is.
I bet you if it was seeds for your garden, you'd open the damn thing.
I would, but it would say burpee on it.
What?
That's where I get my bulbs and stuff.
Burpee?
Burpee.
They're great?
They're just...
I may have to do some gardening someday. You never know.
Yeah.
File that away. Burpee. Is that with an I or a U?
It's with a U and two E's.
Got it.
So burpee.
All right. They've never known a world without Pokemon. These are the college kids of today. There have always been blogs on the internet for them to read. They only know Napster as a failing brand, not the place to download music for free and the place that ended the music industry.
Right.
Or changed it forever, at the very least.
Yep.
They've only experienced Bill Clinton as Hillary's husband, not as a president.
That's so funny. Wow. It doesn't feel like that long ago.
What, that he was president?
Yeah.
Well,
he was president when we started. Here.
So sad. I like that kid. But boy, did he ruin it right there at the end. Just ruined it. Mm. And that's one of the ways, too. Depends on what your definition of is. Oh, come on.
Please.
What?
That's horrible that he said that.
The whole thing was horrible.
No.
It was
Get
very...
That.
It's a verb, to be.
You know what he was doing? He was saying language doesn't matter. Language can be whatever you want it to be. The truth doesn't matter. Horrible.
Yeah, what he was doing was not being caught saying the truth in any way, shape, or form.
Just by saying many other words that had nothing to do with it.
I did whatever I wanted to an intern because I'm the president of the United States, is what he should have said. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, do you have the Mike Patton story from since you did it yesterday?
Is there an update? How is he? I don't.
Oh, I'll just do it real quick.
Yeah.
He fell skateboarding on his way to the concert.
Oh, that wasn't a car. Did someone hit him with a car?
I don't know, but that's what he was riding a skateboard to the show.
Oh, old guys on skateboards.
My shoulder's never been the same. It just,
see if you can find me an update for that.
510 says, Hooman, if Leto hated Suicide Squad so much, why is he going to do Suicide Squad 2 and another movie as the Joker?
I don't know.
Well,
I have no idea.
The story this morning was that he isn't doing another movie as the Joker.
Well,
the standalone is going to be someone else.
No, there's another Suicide Squad film coming out, and there's a Harley Quinn movie coming out, too.
And he'll be in that as the Joker?
Well, that's what they're reporting.
All right.
So.
Well, no matter how much you hate something, if someone pays you enough, you're willing to do it.
Is that right?
Seems that way.
You'd think with his money, he would be able to say, I don't need that. He's going to make $100 million.
See, there's a price.
All right. Well, you're right. Sure. 925 says, excited to see our friend Rudy's going to be back. What a great addition to the show. Is that you from you?
From me? Yes, I sent that in.
That's funny. I should start sending texts to this show.
What would you say?
I don't know. Just whatever. See if Vinny reads them.
Vinny, you're
I read
hot.
Through all the stuff.
I know, but I'm saying if it makes it on the air. It must be fun to get your text read on the air. It's like, oh, that was mine.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
It is.
People want to be heard.
Right.
I'm going to start with the Hot 100, but I've also got... I have some things... I have some things specifically for you, but I have one thing specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
And more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.